Two Minnesota state lawmakers were shot in their homes early this morning in what officials are calling a political assassination. One of those lawmakers was killed along with her spouse. A manhunt is now underway for the shooter, who authorities say was impersonating a police officer. NPR's Meg Anderson is in Minnesota and is here now to give us the latest. Hi there, Meg. So tell us what we know about the victims.
Yeah. So the two people who were killed were State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. They were killed in their homes and died from gunshot wounds. Another lawmaker, John Hoffman, and his wife, Yvette, were also shot multiple times in their home. They were treated on the scene. They went to the hospital and underwent surgery. And officials say they are cautiously optimistic that both of them will survive. This happened in two northern suburbs of Minneapolis, Brooklyn Park and Champlin.
Now, is there any information about why they were targeted?
You know, we don't know yet. Both Hortman and Hoffman are part of Minnesota's Democratic Farmer Labor Party, the state's Democratic Party, but we don't know why they were the victims. State police did say that there was a list of individuals found in the suspect's car and that the individuals that were targeted in this situation were on that list. In a press conference today, Governor Tim Walz also called the shootings targeted, and he called Hortman a dear friend of his who served with grace and compassion.
This was an act of targeted political violence. Peaceful discourse is the foundation of our democracy. We don't settle our differences with violence or at gunpoint.
So it has been an unusual and contentious state legislative session here. The Minnesota House was completely tied and they were sharing power between the two parties. You know, so state government has been more in the news than usual this year, but we don't yet know anything about this person's motive.
So let's talk now about the very disturbing circumstances of this shooting.
Yeah. So according to state officials, a man came to the home of these two state lawmakers in the early morning hours, posing as a police officer. He was dressed in blue with black body armor. After reports of a shooting at Hoffman's home, police also drove to Hortman's home. And there they saw a car that looked like a squad car and a man dressed as an officer at the front door. They exchanged gunfire with that man, but he was actually not apprehended.
So he's not in custody? I take it the manhunt continues?
Absolutely. He is not in custody. This is very much still an active investigation. There's a shelter in place alert for residents in the area. People are being
horrifying.
Told to not answer the door for someone who appears dressed as police. Officials described him earlier as a white man with brown hair and, you know, that he's dressed as a police officer. He's said to be on foot. I drove through Brooklyn Park this morning and there was really heavy police presence, state and local police, the FBI. In one residential area, I saw heavily armored police patrolling a neighborhood street. So residents in the area should definitely stay put until they hear more from officials.
Thanks for scrambling to cover this for us. That's Meg Anderson. Thank you.
You're welcome.